And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Major traffic issues expected this weekend when I-70 will be completely closed in both directions between 435 and 470. That closure is going to begin at 10 o'clock tonight, with lanes being reduced as early as 8 o'clock. And then that's going to happen until Monday at 5 a.m. Plan ahead for detours. If you need more information, we have all the details on the KC1021 Facebook page. Just scroll down a few posts. Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions. The Caps beat the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Las Vegas last night to win the Cup for the first time in franchise history. Washington won the best-of-seven series 4-1. Royals fell 4-1 to the Athletics in Oakland to extend their losing streak to 5 games. They are 1-6 in June. And an Indiana man is warning others about a large spider after finding and capturing one on a boat. Jacob Collins discovered a fishing spider while he and his coworkers were building a boat. Experts say fishing spiders are similar to wolf spiders in size and appearance. It was huge. I saw the picture. Collins posted a picture of the 8-legged beast on Facebook with the caption, "They found this giant beast on a boat at work today. Beware all Elkhart County residents. They are out there and they are real." I do this story to warn you not only there, those people, but I'm telling you, I got in my car this morning in beautiful Overland Park, and as I'm driving down Antioch, I look over, corner of my eye, I see a spider hanging down from the ceiling of my car, and I can't freak out because I'm driving. I don't want to roll down the window because the air is going to blow it into my face, so I'm driving just straight, like eyes burning into the road. Finally, I came to a stop sign, and I shoot him out the window.
I just love the fact right now you're talking about spiders the second Brian Truda walks into the room.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Watch out for fishing spiders.
Oh, great.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Call away.
It's Charlie Puth, one call away. God, how apt that is. 627 to KC1021 on Friday. It turns out that we all have stories now. The story of the kind that I related yesterday.
We may have to get into that topic a little bit later this morning. Right now, Jen's impossible question. According to a new survey, English was our favorite subject in school. This was second. What is it? 576-7102.
All right, let's go to the phones, because I just don't believe it. I don't believe English either. I just find that to be a little crazy.
Oh, that was my favorite. Anything really? English, writing, anything to do with that, yeah.
Yeah, I like that part, but I didn't like studying.
I minored in English in college.
Oh, wow. Shakespeare?
I really liked English, all right?
Okay. Natasha, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
First of all, what was your favorite subject in school?
Probably science.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like science a lot, right.
What do you think was second on this list?
Probably gym.
Oh, gym. It was not gym. No, I expected that to be up there, too. Nope.
Okay.
But I will tell you that science was fifth on the list.
Gotcha. In Liberty, here's Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Can I have math, please?
Math was third on this particular list.
Thank you.
Thank right, you.
Thank you.
Oh, I was terrible at math. Terrible.
I was good up until the point where, like, high school.
Like the algebra stuff?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, like algebra 2 and beyond. That just, yeah.
I loved astronomy, and then when I found out you had to do a whole lot of math and algebra to do astronomy, I was like, ooh, no, I'm out. I just want to look at stars.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Eric's in KC. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
All right.
What
favorite
do you think?
Subjects?
History.
History is it. Yes.
There you go.
English was our favorite. History was second, then math, biology, science, and geography in this new survey. You got it. You got a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was a political science minor in college.
Yeah.
So I'm Mr. History. History Channel, American Heroes Channel. I'm all on it.
I watched the best documentary last night about the Ghost Army. These guys in World War II.
If you say drunk history.
No. These guys back in World War II that were, like, they had inflatable tanks to fake out the Germans.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that
yeah,
as
yeah,
the Germans
yeah.
were
right.
flying over, it looked like we had this whole, setup. And they were all just, like, inflatable tanks and fake setup. It was
right.
the coolest stuff. I was fascinated. History, that was our second favorite subject in school.
Yeah, I got that. Cool.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I do want to share this story because we just saw this breaking news and it kind of, oh man, I don't know. It just hit hard on a Friday morning and we just posted the story on the KC1021 Facebook page. But Anthony Bourdain, who we all know from hosting a cook's tour on Food Network, he had Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations on the Travel Channel. That was a huge hit. He has died. He was 61. CNN confirmed that Bourdain's death was suicide. They said it is with extraordinary sadness that we can confirm the death of our friend and colleague, Anthony Bourdain. His love of great adventure, new friends, fine food and drink, and the remarkable stories of the world made him a unique storyteller. He was in France working on an upcoming episode of his CNN series, Parts Unknown.
I get the chance to. I've read Anthony's books. I got the chance to interview him, had him on the show years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable guy. Great chef, great wordsmith, fantastic TV producer.
I loved his shows. He was really fun to watch.
Yeah. And all of this in the week of Kate Spade.
Right.
And the week that we just got back from Dallas and this whole suicide prevention walk.
You had just raised tons of money last weekend.
Right. And been around people whom this has touched. This is a particularly raw thing for our family to get behind and to push that if you are struggling with your thoughts and wrestling with this, 1-800-273-8255 is the phone number. National Suicide Prevention Line.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Seinfeld and King of Queens, comedian and actor Jerry Stiller is 91. Actor, comedian, writer, producer, director, he does everything. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 60 today. And, yes, rapper Kanye West, Kim Kardashian's husband.
Oh, are you serious?
Turns 41.
You know what that means.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop.
As soon as I saw that birthday, I knew Brian would be in heaven.
You were going to get this?
This would be your chance to play this all morning.
That's right. That's it.
It's your Kanye.
You're welcome.
Just terrible breaking news this morning. Chef and writer Anthony Bourdain is dead at the age of 61. CNN confirmed the death of the Parts Unknown host this morning, saying Bourdain had committed suicide. Bourdain hosted a cook's tour on the Food Network. Then he moved to Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations on the Travel Channel. That was a great show. Mm-hmm. Bourdain was in France working on an upcoming episode of his award-winning CNN series, Parts Unknown. If you want to read more information about this story, we do have it posted on the KC1021 Facebook page.
It's just an awful, awful story, really.
An Oprah Winfrey exhibit is now open at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. The new installment at the National Museum of African American History and Culture is called Watching Oprah, The Oprah Winfrey Show and American Culture. It features some of Winfrey's personal items, mementos from her show, and videos from the beginning of her career. The exhibit will be up until June of 2019. I know you're a guy, but did you watch Oprah? Do you remember that being?
I absolutely remember Oprah, yes.
Everybody watched Oprah at 4 o'clock. Everybody watched it.
Right.
I got to go to a taping of it, and the thing I took away from it was I remember how in charge she was.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, they do filming, and then they might take a break for, you know, a commercial or whatever, even though you're just taping, not in real time. But they would take a break, and I remember her standing up there going, okay, come on. Time is money, people. Let's go. And she was so in charge of everything. It was great.
I got a lot of flack because I was very interested when the Oprah Winfrey Network came around.
Own.
But as far as media people for me to look up to, people who had done great things in our business, as far as a person who could talk to somebody, who could interview people, who could say the right thing as always, I mean, Oprah Winfrey is up in that stratosphere of people just to study and watch and learn.
And who started from the bottom and worked her way
absolutely
up to the top.
Triple as hard as anybody. I mean, to be a black woman in media, she had so many strikes against her.
Sure.
You want to look at it that way, and just what she accomplished was unbelievable.
And though they've been asked about it thousands of times, the Backstreet Boys admit that they still don't really know what is meant by the title of their classic hit song, I Want It That Way.
We've been asked that question about 337,000 times.
But truthfully, it's still not explained.
No.
We still AJ, don't know. I thought he explained
the song
it.
Song is, it's subjective. It's how you feel about it.
Right.
It's how you interpret it. It's what it means to you, like all art should be.
Sometimes the best answer is no answer at all. So, you know what? Who knows?
Ah. I guess, did I just never pay that much mind and thought?
I gotta be honest, never once has it crossed my mind. What do the Backstreet Boys mean?
Joey, you sit around contemplating this song often?
I do. I always think, and I'm pretty sure it's something about they were going to all order pizza and they all wanted different toppings.
To be honest, I go Burger King. I think Burger King because they make it your way, right? Like, however you want it, we'll make it your way. Have it your way.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I want it that way.
Yeah.
That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
Kevin wants extra mushrooms. Come on now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Big breaking news this morning. Anthony Bourdain is dead at age 61 from suicide. CNN confirms the award-winning broadcast journalist was found dead in his hotel room in France, where he was working on an episode of his popular series, Parts Unknown. Bourdain was once described as the original rock star chef. He expanded his 1999 New Yorker article, Don't Eat Before Reading This, into the best-selling book, Kitchen Confidential, Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly. He joined CNN in 2013 and saw season 11 of Parts Unknown premiere just last month. He leaves behind a daughter who was born in 2007. Two Denver boys whose lemonade stand was shut down by police during Memorial Day weekend are getting some legal backing from one of the nation's biggest lemonade makers. Country Time Lemonade is launching a new initiative to help any kids who get shut down by police over permit issues. The company says legal aid will include a group of lawyers working to keep the stands open. Country Time is also offering to reimburse the cost of any fines kids get for not having permits.
That's a great idea. I love that story.
Has Addie ever done a lemonade stand?
Yes, she has. Multiple times.
Because mine ask me constantly, and I'm always like, I don't think we actually have lemonade and to go buy it. And I don't feel safe letting my kids sit out on the side of the road, and I feel weird, and I'm too lazy to sit out there with them in the heat.
I'll tell you, Addie and her friend Jaden, they did this, the latest incarnation of the lemonade stand they did probably about a month ago or so was the lemonade and slime stand.
Oh.
So they made slime and they sold that for 50 cents a little jar.
Genius.
And then they had lemonade and brownies as well.
Did people buy the slime? I assume kids
actually
wanted
the
slime.
They made probably $5. I mean, the kids bought the slime, mom and dad bought the brownies, and everybody loves lemonade.
Oh,
so.
God, and they love the slime. Sporting KC.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I had to buy some yesterday.
I hate that
they
stuff.
Love making
it. Gets over everything in the house.
Sporting KC going to play tomorrow night on the road against the Portland Timbers. Sporting leads the Western Conference with 28 points. And most Americans prefer hanging out in the comfort of their own homes, especially millennials. This is according to a new study. Mm-hmm. Almost 3 in 10 young adults ages 24 to 31 told researchers that they prefer to have alcoholic drinks at home because it takes too much effort to go out. A girls' or guys' night in was considered more relaxing by 74% of those surveyed. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
If we could sit around and Netflix and drink.
So much easier to not go out, and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
You're comfortable. You're on your own couch. Your bathroom's right there. It's clean.
I know the bouncer. I mean, it's great.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Little good news heading into the weekend. How are you feeling? Hashtag blessed. 816-576-7102. You can text or call with how you're hashtag blessed. Already coming in on the text line this morning. I turned 39 yesterday, still single, never married, and I have no kids. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
That sounds like a good way to live.
Exactly.
Everything's cheap. You can do what you want.
That's right. I am hashtag blessed by having great family at home. The girls are lovely. I'm just trying to kiss up because I was still in the doghouse yesterday for not choosing Danielle's song for Throwback Throwdown. I don't know why she holds this against me so much.
She gives you advice every week on what song to pick.
She does, and every week I ignore her because her musical taste is not my musical taste at all.
She loves Prince, and I chose Prince.
She did, exactly, right. And so she would have had, but she wanted me to choose this George Michael song that personally I think would have been a little skeevy for a guy to pick.
Okay.
She wanted me to do I Want Your Sex by George Michael. And honestly, I listened to the song, and I'm going, yeah, that's just going to sound really weird for me to pick.
Yeah, as you're like, yeah, this is my pick this week.
And so she wasn't speaking to me yesterday. I got these texts from her that's like, fine, you don't listen to me, whatever, fine, good.
Wow.
So I'm trying to find ways to get out of the doghouse.
Okay.
And yeah, turn the ship around.
Well, we'll take those suggestions, too. How are you hashtag blessed, and how can Brian make things right to not have to sleep?
Now I have to take her to the Boys to Men concert, the Rock the Ribbon show, will be a great turnaround. So hopefully I'm trying to get those tickets.
A couple of good date nights, you'll be right back in. It's fine.
Exactly, right.
816-576-7102. How are you hashtag blessed, and how can you help Truda?
All right, let's take one before we get to the song here. Janice from Olathe, good morning. How are you hashtag blessed?
I just have great kids, wonderful grandkids, and just have a great life.
Hashtag blessed.
I have nothing to complain about.
That's a great way to be.
Beautiful. Yes.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Janice, thank you much. Hashtag blessed for Friday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
How are you hashtag blessed on this Friday morning going into a great summer weekend?
You can text or call 816-576-7102. From the text line, 5687 wrote, I'm truly hashtag blessed. My boss hasn't fired me for my lack of filter.
Hashtag blessed.
Wait, did you write that? Or did Natalie text that in?
That's, kind of how I was feeling yesterday. I said some things that made Brian go, you know what? You might just want to go home and just rest a little bit. You just take a step back.
I think somebody was looking for you at 10 after 10, and I'm like, no. I sent her out of here, sent her away from all of the source of consternation.
Also on the text line, we are blessed by the fact that our air conditioner is being fixed today. Our mobile home will no longer be an oven.
Hashtag blessed.
I know somebody whose air conditioner, furnace, and water heater all has to be replaced. $9,500.
Oh,
no. How do you come up with $10,000 to fix all that? Good.
That's crazy.
Night. How are you hashtag blessed?
816-576-7102. You can text or call the same number. Coming up, the anti-Truda in the calls. But first, let's get to Kelly, who's in downtown KC. Kelly, good morning. How are you hashtag blessed on this Friday?
That I live in the USA.
There you go.
That's a good one. USA, yeah. USA.
So proud of our men and women and all the moms and dads out there that raise wonderful children and...
That's a good feeling.
That is good stuff. Kelly, thank you.
Every day.
You bet. Man, Kelly, thank you so much for that.
I had that feeling as we were driving through. We went to Arizona last week. And as we're driving across, I'm just like, man, this country is pretty cool. Because you go through the greenery and the beautiful parts of Kansas. And then by the time you get to Arizona, everything's just rocks and mountains. And it's just cool to see the vast difference.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it because Addie does the summer program through the Johnson County Parks and Recs. And they went to the... Fort Leavenworth Army Museum is their field trip on Tuesday.
Oh, good for
and
them.
And so she was telling me about going on to the base, and I thought, man, I'm kind of jealous because I wanted to go with her. Mm-hmm. I think that's, a super cool place. And we get a lot of messages from our Fort Leavenworth brothers and sisters. And just thank you, and what you're doing for this country and for us is amazing. But to hear Addie talk about being there was super cool as well.
That's great for an 8-year-old to pick up on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's go to Donna, who is the anti-Truda. And Donna, how are you hashtag blessed this morning?
Hi.
Hi there, Donna. Good morning. How are you?
I am. I'm great. I'm 58 years old, and the only time I've been in the hospital is to have two babies, so I got all my original parts.
And that's how you're the anti-Truda, because I have a wing on Shawnee Mission Medical Center. So
have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
That is a great goal. That is super funny.
From the text line, I'm hashtag blessed because my dad was taken out of ICU and released back to his rehab center to continue recovering from surgery. Congratulations.
Good.
Hashtag blessed because I have a husband willing to stay up with the sick kid so I could sleep. That is the best. That's a good dad right there. Let mama get her rest.
That'll also get him out of the doghouse, like the latest text there, 9775. I'm looking for a way to do that. And he says, chocolate, wine, and a spa day will help you out of the doghouse, Truda.
That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and do that and the concert tickets.
Right? Yeah. Oh, great. So you're saying it's a whole package deal?
Just saying. Put some effort in, would you?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
They're the Backstreet Boys. They don't know what any of their songs mean, but they're there.
There are some new movies opening up this weekend. Some big ones, too. Ocean's 8. Debbie Ocean gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at New York City's annual Met Gala.
It's a big crew here. Anne Hathaway talking about having Sandra Bullock on the set.
Sandy, absolutely. Yeah. Number one on the call sheet, cruise director of the group. And I think, like, we all just admire her so much. And one of the things that she would do, like, certain things, like, if the night was late and people were getting tired, like, all of a sudden tequila would appear. And and Sandy had done that. And, like, the first thing, like, well, like, I got a text from her welcoming me to the movie. And she's like, just so you know, I know you're a new mama and this is a child-friendly set. Mm-hmm. So bring your son mm-hmm. whenever you want. Yeah. And then I just found out today that in high school she was voted most likely to brighten your day, and I'm just like, that's just who she
that's
is.
Who
she's
she is
always been that person, and she is still that person.
Mm-hmm. How long do you have to hang out with her before Sandra becomes Sandy?
That's a good call, right?
At what
right,
point yeah. do you get to call Sandra Bullock Sandy and be friends? Right. Cate Blanchett also in that, Anne Hathaway, obviously, and Rihanna, big cast. Hotel Artemis opens up as well. Set in a riot-torn near-future Los Angeles, Hotel Artemis follows the nurse who runs a secret and members-only emergency room for criminals.
Hey, are we safe in here from Doomsday? I mean, are these walls fortified with anything? Those people are animals.
They just want clean water.
Well, then they can get a job and pay for water like the rest of us. You don't like that? You one of those bleeding heart types? Well, hey, cops kill poor people kill cops. That's the circle of life. Hakuna Matata.
You hear Charlie Day there. He was just in Kansas City last weekend for Big Slick.
This is like a drama, right? This isn't the usual Charlie Day, ha-ha, make me laugh.
Right, yeah, Jodie Foster's in this. Dave Bautista, another pretty big known cast.
Yeah.
And Hereditary opens up. When the matriarch of the Graham family passes away, her daughter's family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry.
This is the scariest movie of 2018 from what I hear. I kid you not, this is what people are saying. Toni Collette stars, and she talks about the making of this movie and what it means to her.
To me, it was like this beautiful piece about grief, about a family trying to navigate their way through some very deep pain. I had explicitly said to my agents, I don't want to do anything heavy. And one of my agents, he called me, he said, look, I know that you said that, but I really think you need to take a look at this. And he was right. I couldn't put it down.
So all of those movies opening up this weekend, happening August 3rd and 4th, a different weekend. We just announced this yesterday, KC Taste, Kansas City's food and live music festival, happening at beautiful historic Union Station. KC Taste going to showcase more than 30 of Kansas City's favorite restaurants, plus live cooking demonstrations, live music. This is going to be huge. And we've got VIP tickets. If you are caller 12 right now, VIP tickets to KC Taste for you. It's happening August 3rd and 4th.
And that is huge, by the way. This is $130 value on the VIP tickets, because you think about August in Kansas City, it's going to get you into some air-conditioned locations on site. It's going to get you some prime seats to watch the artists on stage.
How about a private cash bar?
That's not a bad thing either.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is a great, great deal. Tickets over both days, more than 30 restaurants, all the food you can handle, which is incredible. Craft brews. It's going to be awesome. A lot of fun.
If you have kids, this is family friendly because there's a kid zone, a free area for kids to do arts and crafts, bounce attractions, all sorts of good stuff. So you want those VIP tickets, caller 12 right now.
Yeah. And 12 and under are free, by the way, just to get in as a normal course of the weekend. So
even better.
We wanted to make it family friendly. It is. It's our deal. KC-1021 and Capital Federal presenting KC Taste at Union Station.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain is dead at the age of 61. The star of CNN's Parts Unknown committed suicide. The network says the award-winning broadcast journalist was found dead in his hotel room in France, where he was working on a new episode. Bourdain was once described as the original rock star chef. He leaves behind a daughter born in 2007. Major traffic issues expected this weekend here in Kansas City when I-70 will be completely closed in both directions between 435 and 470. This is over near the stadiums. The closure will begin at 10 o'clock tonight, with lanes being reduced as early as 8 o'clock. And that's going to go until 5 a.m. Monday morning. So plan ahead for detours. If you need more information on the closures, we do have the story up on the KC-1021 Facebook page. Just scroll down a few posts. KFC reportedly developing a vegetarian fried chicken substitute. HuffPost reports the worldwide fried chicken chain will test the veggie chicken substitute in the UK sometime next year. A KFC spokesperson said the company's meat-free research is part of a push to cut calories in its menu items by 20%. KFC also plans to introduce a number of lower-calorie options. #Hashtag- And this is just for you, Truda. Prince Harry, back from his honeymoon with Meghan Markle. The Duke of Sussex was spotted at Kensington Palace Thursday as the guest of honor at a gala dinner for a youth charity that he supports. The Duchess was not in attendance. Harry made a speech at the black tie fundraiser and was wearing a tuxedo and his platinum wedding ring.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't think they were going to take a honeymoon.
That's what they had said, but yeah. I think that they did lay low for a while.
Didn't they go to Canada?
That's there's your honeymoon.
No, truly, I think they actually went to Canada. Yes. There's nothing more romantic than that.
Well, but they had stuff to do there. They had duties. I mean, Canada's a commonwealth of Great Britain.
Is that what you're supposed to do in your honeymoon?
You're supposed to eat a lot of poutine.
Obviously. Yes, you should do that.
When we were in Arizona, there was a place that had a poutine cheeseburger. It was amazing.
How's that diet going, Jen?
I didn't actually eat it.
Oh.
Oh, it's healthy, isn't it?
I looked at it and I thought, yes, I would love to order that, but instead I'll have a salad. That is your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Boring.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
How does Google Predicts work? Simple enough. Go to google.com, start typing until autocomplete comes up. The first thing that pops up when she begins typing in something is what we go with as the number one answer.
That's what we're trying to guess. So Shaylee the Millennial is over here typing things into Google. We will try to figure out the answers. If we get one right, line one will be our winner. If we get two right, line two will be our winner. Picking up $30 in Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets and becoming an instant finalist for the grand prize.
And what's your guys' record?
Three? I think we've gotten three or four.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, right?
Yes. See
okay.
How many we can get in 60.
All right, here we go. We all set?
Yep.
And go.
Does the Stanley Cup feel heavy? Does the Stanley Cup fill up with anything? Does the Stanley Cup travel?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, oh, oh.
Why do hockey players?
Why do hockey players wear masks? Why do hockey players knock their teeth out?
Why do hockey players fight? Why
yes.
do they?
Yes.
Oh!
Do Harry and Meghan Markle? Do Harry and Meghan Markle work?
Do Harry and Meghan travel? Do they live together? Do they live in Kensington Palace?
Do they wear rings? Do they kiss? Are they real? Can I meet them? Will they come sit in my room with me?
Wow.
What?
Okay.
Wow,
can we pass? We'll pass. Why do lakes?
Why do lakes are so dirty?
20 seconds.
Smell. Can't you see through them? Why are lakes full of fish?
Full of deadly viruses.
Okay.
Bad
pass.
Things.
What do s'mores?
What do s'mores taste like?
Yes! Why do campfires?
Why do campfires burn? Why do is that the clock?
That's it.
Three! We got three.
That's impressive.
Wow,
good job, guys. And it was, why do campfires pop?
Oh, okay.
Why do lakes turn green? And do Harry and Meghan Markle want kids?
Oh!
They're not going to come sit in the room with you, Truda. That's just weird.
Well, that just got strange after
a while.
That
got really weird.
That game is interesting when you get the inner circle there, the inner psyche of Brian Truda. But we got three, which means line three is the winner of $30 in Kansas Lottery The Voice scratcher tickets.
Yeah, Julian Belton, that's you. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, Julie, even better. Now you have to pick if you are Team Jen or Team Truda because you're now an instant finalist for the grand prize. So if you pick Team Jen, you win the Girls Just Want to Have Fun grand prize, which includes a pair of tickets to see Cyndi Lauper at Sprint Center, a pedicure, a Target gift card, Starbucks gift card, and $100 in scratcher tickets. Or if you're Team Truda, you get his Guys Day Out grand prize, which includes a gift card to Home Depot, Quick Trip, some movie passes, and a round of golf at Top Golf, along with $100 in scratcher tickets.
I think I'm Team Truda. It's a little more practical in my life.
There you go.
All right. I like the sound of that.
Team Truda. Picking up a woman. All right.
Julie, hold on for one second. Why,
that's the first time he's done that.
Why was that always celebrated through my life?
Because I remember you and your high school stories, and I just I feel for you.
Said no one ever.
Congratulations to Julie. Your next chance at that happens with Jackie Lucky between 10 and 3 today.
I love that we got three on the Google Predicts. That's a rare occurrence, actually.
Right. I really thought you would get the Harry and Meghan Markle one.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Well, it just got strange. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, clearly we know now.
Yeah, I didn't until now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Seinfeld and King of Queens, comedian and actor Jerry Stiller is 91. Actor, comedian, writer, producer, director, he does it all. Kenan Ivory Wayans is 60. And yes, Brian Truda. Yes, 60.
Wait, 60. Are you serious?
Yeah, Keenan.
Yep. Wow.
This birthday is just for you. Here you go. Everybody get ready. Rapper Kanye West turns 41.
Poopity-scoop.
Yes.
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Shaylee Bryan?
Whoopity-scoop.
This is really inappropriate.
I love this song.
You can't stop. It's... Poop.
My Addie loves this song.
It's almost an illness with you.
Kind of, yeah.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.
I can't.
But how can you not enjoy that?
Maybe because we hear it every day. 14 times.
Yeah, but so do I, and I love it.
There you
go. I can't
mm-hmm.
get enough.
Celebrate all day for Kanye's birthday. Big breaking news this morning. We posted it on our Facebook page and got just a ton of comments and shares and people talking about this. Chef and writer Anthony Bourdain dead at the age of 61. CNN confirmed the death of the parts unknown host this morning, saying Bourdain had committed suicide. Bourdain hosted a cook's tour on the Food Network, then moved to Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations, on the Travel Channel. He was in France working on an upcoming episode of his award-winning CNN series Parts Unknown. If you want to read more information about that, we do have the story up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
Man, it's just too bad. I get the chance to talk with Anthony Bourdain once. I've read his books. He really opened my eyes. I'm not a foodie at all. I can't cook. But his books are incredible. Even if you're not, they just show another side to that entire food business that you would never even think of.
I always watched No Reservations. I thought that was a very interesting show.
Yeah, he was just a good person, like, showing you the world, not even through food, but just
traveling and
bringing other cultures around. I was talking to a girl back here during the break, and we were just talking about, you know, like, the state of mental health in this country. This week, unfortunately, you know, we were in Dallas with our family at Big Suicide Awareness Walk. Kate Spade, that story this week, Anthony Bourdain.
Sure.
Just, man, you know, 800-273-8255, which is the number, you can't give it out enough, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If you need somebody to talk to, they are there. You just can't say enough about what the struggles people are going through.
And did I just hear that they renewed 13 Reasons Why for a third season?
They did.
Yeah. I've never watched a show, and I won't watch it. And I just, I don't know, it scares me. I don't know.
I understand why, but it's a very, very powerful series.
Yeah, and I hope it's a powerful in a good way. And not in a way that glamorizes this.
No. I don't think it does. Did you end up watching season two?
No, I just finished season two, actually.
Okay.
I think season two is better than
season one. I think
it
is as well.
Yeah.
I think it's much more powerful.
Right.
But I think it doesn't glamorize it at all. I think it's just putting yourself in that scenario.
No, and I think there's a lot of entry point for people to start conversations
Absolutely.
About things.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's about sexual harassment, rape, suicide. All of those things. So many different conversations I think could branch off of that show.
Yeah. An Oprah Winfrey exhibit is now open at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. The new installment at the National Museum of African American History and Culture is called Watching Oprah, The Oprah Winfrey Show and American Culture. Features some of Winfrey's her personal items, some mementos from her show, and videos from the beginning of her career. That exhibit is going to be up until June of 2019. I remember when her show was everything and everybody at 4 o'clock watched Oprah. It didn't matter who you were, what you were doing. 4 o'clock was Oprah time. And I got to go to a filming. I got to go to one taping of her show. And I just remember being taken by how in control she was. Mm. When they were coming back from break, she was on it. She, guys, go. We got to go. People are getting money. Time is money, people. We got to keep it rolling. She was good. And though they've been asked about it thousands of times, the Backstreet Boys admit they still don't really know what is meant by the title of their classic hit song, I Want It That Way.
We've been asked that question about 337,000 times.
But truthfully, it's still not explained.
No.
We still AJ, don't know. I thought he explained
the song
it, but it's not.
Yeah.
No.
It's subjective. It's how you feel about it.
Right.
It's how you interpret it. It's right. what it means to you, like all art yes. should be.
Sometimes the best answer is no answer at all. So, you know what? Who knows?
Shaylee, is our millennial. Can you break it down?
I don't know. I never understood it, but I still love the song.
I never thought about it.
I always wondered, okay, you want what this way, and why can't I say that? Why are you, I don't know. It was there a lot of questions.
And Chrissy Teigen was tweeting about this week.
She was?
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen is all
way.
Of us.
You want it that way, but I want it that way, but we can't say it to each other? Is that, what?
Joey thinks it's about pizza.
It has to be about pizza.
Oh, I kind of hear it that now. Now that you say that.
Now you get the pizza
vibe.
Yeah,
feel? Now I get the pizza vibe. Escape, Melviv DeVoe, SWV, all coming to Kansas City. They'll be at Sprint Center Thursday, July 5th. If you want to be there, we would love to send you for free. Caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Whose barbecue did I just enjoy, Shaylee?
Greg-ho Barbecue. They're going to be at Brew & Chew on the 16th, and they drop by some Kansas City breakfast.
Yeah.
Smells
if they
incredible.
Have any barbecue left when I'm done with them. This was really good. Great sausage, burnt ends, ribs.
You made a very weird comment about the sausage. We're going to leave that alone.
This is what we have at 8:45 on a Friday morning, folks, for breakfast.
Ribs and beans. And are you giving away Brew & Chew tickets today?
Yeah. I am. So every 15 minutes this afternoon, Phillips 66 on Coronado Drive in Blue Springs between 2 and 4 p.m., I will be out there broadcasting live and giving away the Brew & Chew tickets for next week.
And plus, you can enter your non-winning Missouri Lottery tickets for a chance to win a VIP meet and greet with the headliner.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great.
All sorts of fun stuff.
And he's super hot. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Not a selling point for me, but thank you. Yeah. Somebody might care about that.
You're welcome. You had him at ribs.
All right, you guys have a good weekend. You guys up to anything good?
We'll be out trying to give away that $102,000 tomorrow night.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Yes. There you go.
102K in May. All of our finalists going to be out Porto del Sol tomorrow in Overland Park.
That's going to be fun. All right, we'll see how it all ends up Monday morning.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.